It's not just the U.S., Lisa Brady, Fox News. That message from the U.S. Treasury Chief Janet Yellen, who says inflation also remains a challenge for Europe, Japan, and India.
Policymakers in the major economies must continue implementing policies to rein in high inflation while remaining attentive to global repercussions.
Repercussions like recession, as the International Monetary Fund lowers its global growth projections again. With gas prices back on the rise, President Biden says he's considering alternatives in addition to releasing more oil from the reserves as OPEC cuts oil production.
President Biden seemed to confirm this Wall Street Journal report a little while ago that the U.S. may soon start buying oil from Venezuela as long as the Venezuelan president Maduro restarts talks with his political rivals about a free and fair election in 2024 in Venezuela.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. The National Security Council says there is no policy change on Venezuela at this point. Republican lawmakers criticize any potential easing of sanctions and argue oil isn't produced under the same environmental standards in Venezuela as it is in the U.S. The president just touring an IBM facility in New York's Hudson Valley as he highlights several recent announcements by private companies for high-tech investment. A new date for a postponed hearing on the Capitol riot.
The House panel investigating last year's Capitol riot is expected to lay out findings about former President Trump's main fundraising platform, the Save America PAC. In a hearing set for next Thursday, October 13th, the panel could also air video of depositions recorded over the summer, including an interview conducted last week with Jenny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House, the committee aiming to release findings before the end of the year. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A judge in Wisconsin is telling voters they don't get a do-over on absentee ballots, which is known as ballot spoiling.
During the primary, some candidate names appeared who later ended up not running. So people were told they could basically have a redo. But then ahead of midterms, county elections officials got guidance from a state elections commission on ballot spoiling moving forward. A Republican group led by former Attorney General Bill Barr and GOP strategist Karl Rove sued, saying this is against the law and creates confusion. A Waukesha County judge, who's also the state's former Republican Attorney General, agreed and said ballot spoiling is prohibited. Prior to this ruling, the Democratic National Committee chair said the Republican lawsuit was an effort to restrict voting access. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The family of a New York man who died after an arrest by Rochester police settles a lawsuit.
The city of Rochester has agreed to pay $12 million in the lawsuit brought by the family of Daniel Prude, ending 2 years of legal wrangling, protests, and fallout that changed the city's police department. The Rochester City newspaper reports that the money is earmarked for pain and suffering and wrongful death. The settlement also notes that the city did not pay punitive damages or admit liability. Prude was arrested in March 2020 while acting, quote, erratically, and his family called police for help. Officers restrained him with a mesh hood over his head. He died a week later, but that did not become public until September of that year, prompting an investigation and subsequent findings of a cover-up.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Blanket denials from the publisher of Britain's Daily Mail newspaper, refuting allegations of phone tapping and other breaches of privacy. The claims are in a lawsuit brought by singer Elton John, Prince Harry, and others. A spokesman for the publisher, Associated Newspapers, calling the claims unsubstantiated and highly defamatory, and suggesting they're a fishing expedition by the accusers and their lawyers. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.